SCP-G-38. The Town That Forgets Itself. Item: SCP-G-38. Object Class: Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-G-38 is contained through Protocol Perpetual Vigil. A comprehensive disinformation and observation framework maintained by Foundation assets embedded within Bulgarian state and municipal infrastructure. Due to the unpredictable and geographically fixed nature of SCP-G-38, physical containment of the anomaly itself has been deemed infeasible. Instead, containment focuses on suppression of information, prevention of civilian exposure to active events, and systematic documentation of anomalous phenomena for pattern analysis. The town of Vrabnitsa, Bulgaria, population approximately 2,400, constitutes the full territorial extent of SCP-G-38. A permanent observation post, designated Outpost Vrabnitsa 7, has been established in a converted municipal water treatment facility on the town's eastern periphery. Outpost Vrabnitsa 7 maintains a staff of 12 Foundation personnel rotating on 6-month assignments, with the following minimum staffing requirements at all times: 1 site director with level 3 clearance and SCP-G-38 specialization, 2 reality anchor technicians, level 2, 3 field observers with cognitive hazard training, 2 disinformation specialists, 4 security personnel with amnestic administration certification. Scranton reality anchors, SRAs, have been installed at 12 points throughout Vrabnitsa, forming a distributed network intended to mitigate the severity of SCP-G-38 events. However, due to inconsistent effectiveness, see Addendum SCP-G-38.3, SRAs are considered a secondary containment measure only. Primary containment remains information control and rapid response. The Bulgarian National Road Infrastructure Agency, under Foundation influence, has successfully rerouted European Route E79 to bypass Vrabnitsa by 23 kilometers. All road signage directing travelers toward Vrabnitsa has been removed or modified. The town is officially designated as a restricted military training area on all civilian navigation systems. With GPS spoofing technology maintaining this fiction within a 40-kilometer radius, Bulgarian census records have been altered to indicate Vrabnitsa as abandoned following a 2007 industrial contamination event. Foundation liaisons within the Bulgarian Ministry of Health maintain this narrative through periodic environmental hazard advisories. Actual residents of Vrabnitsa are administered Class C amnestics on a rotating 3-year schedule. With false memories of extended family care obligations, remote work arrangements, or personal hermitage installed as behavioral justification for continued residence, no Foundation personnel may enter Vrabnitsa during identified high-risk periods, see description. During active SCP-G-38 events, all Outpost Vrabnitsa 7 personnel are to remain within SRA-protected zones and observe via remote surveillance only. Under no circumstances are personnel to attempt intervention in ongoing reality restructuring events. Mobile Task Force ETA 5, Yeja Bombers, is stationed at Site 65, Thessaloniki, Greece, with standing orders to deploy to SCP-G-38 within 4 hours of any containment failure alert. MTF ETA 5's primary function is civilian extraction and amnestic administration. Engagement with anomalous phenomena is explicitly prohibited, except in defense of human life. All recovered material from SCP-G-38 events is to be catalogued and stored at Site 19, Sublevel 7 Gamma. Recovered biological entities, if living, are to be terminated unless determined non-anomalous through 72-hour observation. The O5 Council has approved the use of lethal force to prevent unauthorized removal of SCP-G-38 affected individuals or materials from the containment zone. Description: SCP-G-38 is a localized reality instability phenomenon centered on the town of Vrabnitsa, Bulgaria, 43. Redacted degrees N, 23. Redacted degrees E. The anomaly manifests as unpredictable, temporary alterations to local physical laws. Causality and consensus reality within the town's boundaries. These manifestations, designated SCP-G-38 events, vary dramatically in scope, duration, intensity, and observable effects, complicating both classification and containment efforts. The town of Vrabnitsa occupies approximately 12.4 square kilometers in Montana province, northwestern Bulgaria. Founded in the 14th century as a mining settlement, the town experienced modest industrial development in the communist period before economic decline in the 1990s. SCP-G-38 was first brought to Foundation attention in 2003 following a cluster of anomalous reports from Bulgarian traffic police and a suppressed article in the regional newspaper Minia Dines, Miners Today. SCP-G-38 events occur without detectable warning and persist for periods ranging from 0.3 seconds, recorded once. See incident SCP-G-38-2019-11 to 11 days, 7 hours, incident SCP-G-38-20-16-04. The interval between events is equally unpredictable, with recorded gaps of 3 hours to 14 months. No correlation has been established between event frequency, duration, or intensity, and any tested variable including lunar phase, solar activity, local population density, SRA activation status, seasonal change, electromagnetic conditions, or thaumaturgic resonance. The effects of SCP-G-38 events are extraordinarily diverse. Documented phenomena include, but are not limited to, topological restructuring, buildings, streets, and geographic features altering their spatial relationships without physical movement. In incident SCP-G-38-2017, the town's central square was observed to contain 47 distinct exits, each leading to a different location within Vrabnitsa, regardless of actual compass orientation. Temporal displacement, localized time dilation or contraction. During incident SCP-G-38-20-1409, a Foundation observer stationed outside a cafe reported witnessing 73 hours of activity within the establishment over a 12-minute period, while individuals inside experienced normal subjective time. Biological transformation, living organisms within the event zone undergoing spontaneous anatomical alteration. Transformations range from cosmetic, fur growth, chromatophore expression, to functionally impossible, photosynthetic human skin. Respiratory systems adapted to liquid nitrogen, to fatal, uncontrolled cellular differentiation. Reversal of developmental stages to embryonic or prezygotic states. Causal inversion, events preceding their causes. In incident SCP-G-38-20-1122, a wooden beam collapsed 4.7 seconds before the structural failure that ostensibly caused it, with the cause event displaying damage consistent with having been struck by the already fallen beam. Ontological instability, objects or individuals existing in contradictory states simultaneously. During incident SCP-G-38-20-1731, resident redacted was observed to be both present in her kitchen and absent from the town entirely, with both states verifiable through independent observation. The two instances displayed divergent memories from the point of event onset. narrative coherence breakdown, physical reality conforming to arbitrary rules or plots without logical foundation. Incident SCP-G-30-820-1512 featured a six-hour period during which all actions within Vrabnitsa followed the conventions of Bulgarian folk tales, including impossible tasks becoming possible through repetition, transformation of individuals into animals following specific transgressions, and the spontaneous manifestation of anthropomorphic natural features offering cryptic advice. Notably, these rules were consistent and internally coherent throughout the event, suggesting some form of systematic, if inscrutable, underlying logic. Approximately 23% of SCP-G-38 events produce no observable external phenomena, detected only through SRA telemetry spikes and subsequent reports of anomalous memory or perception by residents. It remains unknown whether these silent events represent genuinely null manifestations or phenomena beyond current detection capabilities. The boundary of SCP-G-38's influence is sharply defined at the town's historical limits, with events never observed to extend beyond the outermost buildings or natural features associated with Vrabnitsa proper. However, this boundary appears to be defined by conceptual rather than purely geographic factors. When a new residential development was constructed on the town's northern edge in 2011, SCP-G-38 events began including the new structures within 3 months. Despite their location outside previously documented boundaries. Conversely, an abandoned factory on the southern periphery ceased to be affected by events following its official administrative reclassification as part of neighboring Vulchedrum municipality in 2015. Residents of Vrabnitsa display anomalously high rates of certain psychological conditions, including derealization disorder, estimated 34% of population, versus 1-2% baseline, Capgras delusion, 12%, and a syndrome provisionally designated Vrabnitsa complex, characterized by certainty that one's personal history contains significant false memories, accompanied by inability to identify which memories are affected. It is unclear whether these conditions result from SCP-G-38 exposure, represent adaptive psychological responses, or constitute unrecognized anomalous phenomena in their own right. Notably, individuals born in Vrabnitsa who relocate before age 7 show no elevated anomalous psychological profiles. Individuals who reside in Vrabnitsa for more than 15 continuous years develop progressively reduced response to amnestic treatment, with complete resistance observed in approximately 60% of those exceeding 25 years residence. These long-term residents often display intuitive understanding of SCP-G-38 event rules when narrative coherence breakdowns occur, though they cannot articulate this knowledge outside event contexts. SCP-G-38's origin, mechanism, and purpose, if any, remain entirely unknown. No precursor civilization, anomalous object, or thaumaturgic working has been identified in the region. Geological and archaeological surveys reveal nothing unusual beneath the town. Attempts to establish two-way communication with SCP-G-38 or to identify any form of intelligence behind its manifestations have produced inconclusive results. See Addendum SCP-G-38.4. The O5 Council has classified SCP-G-38 as a potential Class V end of reality scenario trigger under Protocol Alameda Moonrise. Though this designation is contested by the Department of Extra-Universal Affairs and remains under review, the primary argument against escalation to Keter classification is SCP-G-38's strict geographic limitation. The primary argument for is the possibility that observed events represent only the visible portion of a larger phenomenon, or that the anomaly's boundaries may expand unpredictably. Addendum SCPG 38.1, Selected Incident Logs. The following incidents are representative of SCPG 38's variability and have been selected for inclusion based on their informational value regarding containment. Research methodology or potential threat assessment. Complete incident logs are available to personnel with Level 3 SCPG 38 clearance upon request to the current site director. Outpost Vrabnitsa 7. Incident SCPG 38-2017. Date 14 August 2009. Duration 3 hours, 22 minutes. Classification: topological restructuring. Event description: at approximately 14:17 local time, all streets and buildings within Vrabnitsa underwent apparent spatial rearrangement while maintaining external structural integrity. Observers at Outpost Vrabnitsa 7 reported that the town looked correct from outside, but that individuals entering via any route found themselves in an apparently infinite recursive space containing repeated iterations of Vrabnitsa's architecture. Foundation observer Dr. Y. Petrov entered the affected zone at 14:43 with SRA backpack unit and GPS tracker. Contact was maintained for 7 hours, 14 minutes subjective time, 47 minutes objective. Doctor, Petrov reported traversing 23 distinct versions of Vrabnitsa, each with minor variations in architectural detail, signage language, Bulgarian. Unknown script, blank surfaces. An apparent time period, ranging from apparent 14th century construction to unidentified advanced materials. Version 17 contained no human inhabitants, but numerous entities described as shadows with the wrong number of dimensions. Dr. Petrov was instructed to avoid interaction and did not. Doctor Petrov was extracted at event conclusion via emergency SRA overload, which appears to have coincided with natural event termination. Dr. Petrov's equipment included 14 hours of video footage, despite 47-minute objective duration. Footage of versions 1219 displays progressive audiovisual degradation and contains approximately 400 hours of material that plays at varying speeds depending on observation context. Dr. Petrov retired from Foundation service in 2014. In exit interview, reported recurring dreams of the Vrabnitsa that hasn't happened yet and refused elaboration. Incident SCPG 3820-1409. Date 35 November 2014. Duration 61 hours. Classification: temporal displacement, asymmetric. Event description: this event was unique in producing distinct temporal environments within different zones of Vrabnitsa. The town's western half experienced time at approximately 360 times normal rate, while the eastern half proceeded at 0.003 times normal rate. A transitional zone of approximately 200 meters displayed non-linear temporal progression, with localized areas accelerating, reversing, or fragmenting into discrete moments. 7 residents were present in the western zone at event onset. Biological aging proceeded at the accelerated rate. All 7 expired of apparent age-related causes within the 61-hour event period. Despite chronological ages of 2367 years at onset, autopsy confirmed cellular senescence consistent with approximately 25 years of accelerated aging. Resident M. Georgieva, 34, was in the transitional zone throughout the event and survived with severe injuries. Subject reported experiencing approximately 4 years of subjective time, during which she learned to walk in time, and developed ability to predict temporal zone boundaries with 89% accuracy. Georgieva was administered Class B amnestics and relocated to Plovdiv. Anomalous ability did not persist, suggesting it was event-dependent rather than a permanent alteration. Eastern Zone residents displayed negligible biological aging, but reported severe psychological distress, consistent with extended isolation. Despite minimal, objective duration, three residents required indefinite psychiatric institutionalization. Incident SCPG-3820-1604. Date, 19 February to March 2016. Duration, 11 days, 7 hours, longest recorded. Classification, multiple overlapping phenomena. Event description: this extended event displayed sequential manifestation of at least 6 distinct anomaly types, with gradual transitions between phases. Notably, each phase appeared to build upon previous conditions rather than replacing them, resulting in cumulative reality degradation. Phase 1, days 1-2, causal inversion limited to mechanical systems. Engines operated without fuel. Fires produced unburned fuel. Injuries preceded accidents. Phase 2, days 2-4, biological transformation added. Local fauna, domestic animals, birds. Insects developed human-level intelligence and established organized society with Vrabnitsa's central square as capital. Transformed animals used modified human tools and developed rudimentary language, combining Bulgarian phonemes with species-specific vocalizations. Human residents reported these entities as always having been there and displayed no surprise at their presence. Phase 3, days 4-6, narrative coherence breakdown superimposed. All activity within Vrabnitsa began following structure of Bulgarian folk tale, the golden apple and the 9 peahens. Roles were apparently assigned arbitrarily but consistently. Human and transformed animal residents accepted assigned roles without question. Foundation observers noted that actions outside the story became physically difficult, with increasing resistance proportional to narrative deviation. Phase 4, days 6-8, ontological instability emerged. Multiple versions of individuals coexisted, each following different story paths. At peak, 347 distinct human entities were documented in a population of 2,281 actual residents. Non-narrative versions appeared confused and distressed. Narrative-embedded versions ignored them. Phase 5, days 8-10. Topological restructuring. Space became malleable to narrative requirements. Distances compressed or expanded based on dramatic necessity. The 9 peahens of the source tale manifested as entities of uncertain nature, displaying abilities including flight without wings, transformation between human and avian forms, and apparent omniscience regarding Vrabnitsa residents' personal histories. Phase 6, days 10-11. Event termination began with progressive narrative resolution. Assigned roles completed their story functions. Transformed animals gradually reverted. Extra instances of individuals merged or vanished. Space normalized. Final 7 hours displayed rapid reversal of all conditions, with residents emerging with memories consistent only through end of phase 2. Post-event, 89 residents required amnestic treatment. 12 residents retained complete memory of the event and were designated SCPG-38A1 through SCPG-38A12. These individuals display no anomalous properties but have proven resistant to all amnestic classes and are permanently restricted to Vrabnitsa under cover story 7C, Witness Protection Program. SCPG-38A instances have been cooperative and provide valuable consultation during subsequent events, though their insights are often cryptic or apparently nonsensical. SCP-G-38-A7, I. Dimitrov, 67, retired teacher, stated following this event, "It was trying to tell us something, but it doesn't know our language. It keeps trying different stories to see which one we understand." Incident, SCP-G-38-2019-11. Date, 8 November 2019. Duration, 0.3 seconds, shortest recorded. Classification, unclassified. Event description: SRA network recorded simultaneous activation across all units at 03, 47, 22, 633. With energy signatures consistent with major reality restructuring event. Automated surveillance systems captured single frame of anomalous imagery. Vrabnitsa's town square containing approximately 10. 0 human figures in formal arrangement. With a central structure resembling a stepped pyramid of unfamiliar design. No resident reported any experience corresponding to this event. Physical inspection revealed no alterations. The 0.3 second duration represents the minimum SRA response time. Actual event may have been effectively instantaneous. Analysis of the single captured frame indicates that approximately 40% of visible figures match no known Vrabnitsa resident. Historical or current. Central pyramid structure contains architectural features suggesting non-Euclidean geometry. Extended examination produces mild headaches and deja vu in 70% of viewers. Whether this event represents an actual missed major manifestation, a failed attempt at larger restructuring, or something else entirely remains undetermined. Addendum SCP-G-38.2, Research Notes. Dr. K. Vasilva, lead researcher, SCP-G-38-15, March 2018. We've been approaching this wrong. 16 years of observation, and we still describe SCP-G-38 as unpredictable. Random. Without pattern. But I've been reviewing the narrative coherence events specifically. And I think there's something we're missing. In every narrative breakdown where we can identify a source tradition, it's Bulgarian. Specifically, Northwestern Bulgarian, specifically the